You're listening to Northeast Indiana Now, your local podcast devoted to news and information from our corner of Indiana and elsewhere around the state. It's Thursday, December 18th, and I'm Brianna Barrow. Here's what's going on today. Parkview Health and the University of Notre Dame are partnering together with help from a development fund to create an AI-enabled solution to improve healthcare in rural communities. Notre Dame's RISE, or Responsible, Inclusive, Safe, and Ethical AI Conference, and the Health AI Forum have been exploring the intersection of rural health and artificial intelligence. Some of the barriers in rural areas include provider shortages, travel distance, and higher rates of chronic diseases. Parkview Senior Vice President of Community Impact, Dr. Sarah Giaquinta, says the project could help make a real difference for patients in underserved rural areas.
How do we work together? How do we use this incredible investment in partnership with Notre Dame to figure out innovative ways to promote healthcare access?
Money for the project will come from the 1842 Fund, and those behind it hope that the investment will lead to the launch of two startups in 2026. According to a press release, the 1842 Fund is an inception, pre-seed, and seed venture capital fund anchored by the University of Notre Dame and managed by Alloy Partners. A Central Indiana youth advocacy group wants the state to invest in more affordable housing for Hoosier families. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Tamoria Cunningham reports the Marion County Commission on Youth says lack of housing can cause a negative domino effect for children.
A family's access to basic needs like transportation, employment, childcare, and housing plays an important role in the well-being of children, says McCoy's president, Liz Coit. Many children who are in foster care or involved with child protective services in Indiana are also in the juvenile justice system. Coit says this means children are often not returning home to a stable environment, causing them to be removed. She says this places children in a situation to make poor choices that lead them into the juvenile system.
We do not want our children living on the street. We do not want our children removed from their homes if we can give them a safe home to be in.
Coit says Indiana should look at models other cities are using to create affordable housing so more families in the state can have stability. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Tamoria Cunningham.
Indiana University is expanding its emergency opioid response. With funds from the IU Foundation and private donors, IU will install naloxone kits on all 9 campuses. In Bloomington, the kits will be available in all residence halls. Naloxone is also known by its brand name, Narcan. It can quickly reverse overdoses on opioids such as fentanyl. IU Prevention Insights Research Associate Chris Henderson has led the initiative.
We want to normalize what it means to be trained and to carry Narcan.
Along with adding kits on campus, IU also offers free online training to stop overdoses and administer naloxone. It's called Citizen Opioid Responders.
What we found is that access to it is not enough. People actually need to feel capable, confident, and ready to administer it.
Overdose deaths have decreased in Indiana, though fentanyl remains a driver of the epidemic. An Indiana group wants the state to take a closer look at preemption laws. As Ben Thorpe reports, those laws often stop local governments from instituting city and county-level policies.
The Indiana Coalition for Human Services released a report arguing that preemption laws were having a cumulative impact on health equity across Indiana. The coalition pointed to laws, sometimes known as no more stringent than laws, that limit how local governments can regulate wages, housing, and the environment. Andrew Bradley is the president of the coalition. He says restricting local action across a wide range of issues can have a negative impact.
Indiana has not been really taking a systemic look at what are the overall health outcomes of each individual preemption choice.
Bradley says there are a number of bills that utilize preemption already proposed for the upcoming session. I'm Ben Thorpe.
Thank you for joining us today. You can find these stories and more at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app.